This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's April 23rd, 2021, and this is episode 289. You are invited to join me and Sorta Awesome regular Julie Tepperman in the newest installment in our series that we like to call We're Obsessed. One thing that Julie and I have bonded over is that we don't just like things, we get obsessed with the things that we love. And so this week we are doing a special gifts edition of We're Obsessed. And it's just in time for Mother's Day. But also, friends, tuck this episode into your back pocket because we have got gift ideas galore for all kinds of occasions. You do not want to miss this list by Meg Teets. And this is Sorta Awesome. Welcome back, Awesomes, to the show that is all about helping you find conversation, friendship, and community. We hope you know that you have found your way to the most awesome community of women that exists on the internet right now. And you can find our community all over the place. We're on YouTube and TikTok. Of course, we're over on Facebook and Instagram. Basically, if amazing women are gathering there, you can find Sorta Awesome there too. So Julie, hello and welcome back to Sorta Awesome. And also happy spring break. It's spring break up for you up there in Ontario this week, right?
It is spring break. It got pushed back in March. The province was trying to discourage travel. So there we have it. Thanks. Yes. I'm so excited to be back.
So excited that you're here. This is one of my favorite conversations to have with you. I mean, you are constantly sending me so many good ideas via text. I'm so glad we can harness your superpower, Julie, which is finding all the best stuff and making great recommendations. And one thing I love about this show, and I think you'll agree with me, is truly, yeah, we're talking about this because Mother's Day is like right around the corner. But these ideas that we've come up with, honestly, they could be used for so many different occasions, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm thinking graduation, because that's coming up later this spring. Some of these could be upcoming birthdays, holidays.
Absolutely.
All the things. It's not just for moms, but especially because sometimes it's, well, what, okay, should I do another gift card? Flowers are great, but they only last. So there's the usuals. We wanted to go beyond the usual suspects and get you guys some really cool stuff. So we are going to get to all of that here in just a few minutes. But first, let's go ahead and start this show the way we always do with our Awesomes of the Week. Awesome of the Week is the moment in the show where we stop and talk about whatever's making life a little bit more awesome right now, whether it is a book or a TV show, a movie, a podcast, a product, a recipe, something that is making life really happy right now. Julie, what do you have for Awesome of the Week this week?
So I have a recipe today, and this is one of the awesomes of my life, this recipe. And everybody should have this recipe. This is a recipe for flank steak. Flank steak is one of those things that every person in my family will eat. And even though we're trying to cut back on the red meat a little bit, this recipe, it's not going anywhere.
Okay.
I got this recipe from a blog, How Sweet Eats. The woman who runs the blog has a couple of cookbooks. Her name is Jessica Merchant. And I will make sure we have the link to this. It's super, super easy flank steak recipe. It's soy sauce, some sherry, olive oil, brown sugar, ginger, and garlic. By the way, I use the pre-chopped. I don't even bother doing it myself. Just straight out of the fridge, the ginger and the garlic.
Okay.
And that is it. And you marinate it and you're good to go. But this is the awesome thing about it. What I like to do, I buy the flank steak. I put together the marinade. I put the whole thing into a gallon size Ziploc bag and throw the whole thing into the freezer immediately.
Okay.
I do immediately freeze it. I mean, obviously you can make it right away, But I throw it in the freezer. And then when I'm having one of those days where I have nothing to have time to make dinner, or I have nothing, it just whatever, I pull it out that morning, or if I'm smart the night before, I defrost it and it's cooked in 15 minutes. I could do it on the grill. You could do it on the stovetop. You could do it in the oven. It is amazing. If I'm feeling really fancy, I'll make a chimichurri to go along with it, which is the best. There's a great recipe also from the same blog that I will also link.
Perfect.
But this is, it's so simple, so hands off. And for me, just knowing that I have it in my freezer, good to go, don't have to do anything but defrost and throw it on the grill or in the oven, it is a game changer. Yes. And also, everyone eats it. I can't emphasize enough that it's the best.
That is so smart. And I'm so glad you brought that recipe. I was literally at the grocery store this morning trying to pick out some meats for the week for dinners. And I saw flank steak and I almost grabbed some, but then I didn't because it's one of those things that I never know exactly what to do with it. This sounds so easy and so perfect for those days.
Yes.
Because I haven't really talked about this on the show, but my older two girls are back in school now. And so that means, and they're the ones that are schools across town and they get out an hour different from each other. And so between taking Nico up, I'm back into, which I haven't been doing for a year, Julie. I'm back into that thing where it's, oh my gosh, where has my afternoon gone? I've been in the car this whole time.
It's gone.
Yes. So I am loving this idea of something you can just pull out in the morning and it is ready to go by dinner time, fast and easy.
You can also just marinate it the night before if you actually want to be planful, which is sometimes I succeed, sometimes I do not, but this is a great one.
Loving it. So, so, so great. Okay, I got to tell you about my awesome of the week. This is something that I am deeply in love with. I'm actually really in love with myself for finally buying this thing because it's something that I have needed for years and it's something I have been deliberating for months buying. Okay, it is called the Leitner Vanity Set with Stool and Mirror. I got it on Wayfair. Okay. It's under $250. It was on sale. Wayfair, they're always running sales for various things. So it was on sale when I got it, but I looked this morning right now, it's just under $250. Okay. So it is just what it sounds like. It is a little vanity desk with a circle lighted mirror on it. Comes with a little stool. I got it in black. I believe they have a similar desk with different finishes. I've had this, my eye on this thing for months. I finally got it and I love it because Julie, here's the thing. This month, sort of awesome, celebrating our six-year
wow
podiversary, whatever you call it. But so for, and I've talked about this often on the show, I make sort of awesome right out of my bedroom in our house. I don't have a recording studio or even in my own little home office. And so for 6 years, I've been making sort of awesome from our bedroom. I have never had a desk. I have worked from my bedside table. I've sat on my bed. I made makeshift little recording setup on my bed. Right now I'm recording from my dresser. I like to stand up to record now. So I'm recording from my dresser, but I've never had a desk to sit at and do all of the other work that is the work of running sort of awesome. Right. And so a couple of months ago, I realized I was just really, really tired of working from my bed and I wanted a desk. But Julie, here's the thing. As many people can empathize with, we don't have a lot of room in here for like a full desk setup. And I think once the quarantine hit, so many people were working from home. They were looking around their house like, where do I go to do this?
Yes.
So the reason I picked this vanity desk is because it is small. I think it's under, in terms of the actual length of the desk, I think it's right at 33 inches. So it's just right to fit into a little space that you have. Now, obviously, you could totally use this as your makeup vanity desk. In fact, Daisy's obsessed with it too. She comes in here in the mornings before school. She's like, Mom, can I use your vanity mirror to put my makeup on? So
I love that.
She loves it. I use it to put my makeup on because the lighted mirror has three different settings. It has the cool, a warm, and the one that's I love that's kind of just really balanced light. So she's obviously getting ready kind of when it's still dark. She's got the light going on, but it's just the right size for doing a little work. It has two great drawers in it. I put my recording equipment on one side, my planner and my pens on the other. I can tuck it all away when I'm done at the end of the day, which is so nice. It is right next to my bed. I'll put a picture on social media so you guys can see it. It's right next to my bed. So of course I have my skincare baskets on there too. So But I am obsessed with this thing. I love it so much. I cannot believe I waited so long to go ahead and get it, but it has made a huge and awesome difference in my life to actually have a little space of my own to sit and work from home.
That is so great. As someone who works at the dining room table, I'm very jealous and I may have to check this out.
Totally. I highly recommend it. Oh, also, like I said, it came from Wayfair, so it came in a shipping box. I put this desk together myself.
Nicely done.
All by myself. Under an hour, I will confess to you, it would have taken less time, except the first two legs, I did put them on backwards. Okay. So that happened. As soon as I realized, oh no, it's not supposed to go like this, I had to take them off, put them on the right way. But even with all of that, even with messing up the first part of it, it still took under an hour for me, myself, by myself, to put it together. So I felt pretty great about that too.
Good job.
All right, you guys, those are the awesomes of the week that we have this week. We will put links in the show notes so you guys can go check them out yourselves. But we want to know what's awesome in your life. We are always talking about awesome of the week on our social media channels. If you haven't found us on Instagram, come find us over there. So many fun things going on our Instagram home over there at Sorta Awesome Show. We would love to have you come join our Facebook group. It is the heart of our awesome community. facebook.com/group/sortaawesomehangout is where we are over there. Now, if you cannot get enough Sorta Awesome, if you need more of the awesome in your life, come over and become one of our Patreon supporters. We call them the superstars. We have so much fun creating content that is just for our superstar awesomes, including a series that we've been doing called the Sorta Spicy series. So far in that series, we've had my sister Emily talking about her story of recovery. We've had Rebecca giving her recommendations for romance novels. I spent some time more than you would ever dream of talking about fandoms and how much I love fandoms. We had a group show where we brought Laura Tremaine back and did COVID confessions with her. Kelly recently came and talked about purity culture, where it came from, its lasting effects. And you guys, this month, Rebecca and I just released a new one, the Sorta Spicy series called Sexy Haul, where Rebecca and I made some purchases to bring the Sorta Spicy to our own bedrooms. And well, you guys, you're just going to have to listen. Just going to have to listen to this one to really experience.
Oh, I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait.
Yes. So that's the series we're doing right now. But we have years and years of content that we created, podcast episodes, all kinds of things. You also get an awesome overflow every month with just a bonus conversation. You get access to our exclusive Facebook group that's just for our superstar awesomes. You get so much, and it's only $5 a month. This is a great time to sign up to become a Patreon supporter. If you haven't done that yet, you can do it patreon.com/sortaawesome. We'd love to have you do that. So Julie, we have so much to get to. We got to just move right ahead. We have so many things to talk about, and we'll do that when we come right back. All right, friends, you know the drill when it comes to oral health. Brush, floss, and chew gum. Well, believe it or not, gum is the unsung hero when it comes to better oral health. The American Dental Association recommends chewing sugar-free gum for 20 minutes after meals. Now, you guys know it was only a few short years ago that Quip reinvented the toothbrush for the modern age, and they have done it again, this time for chewing gum. They have launched a new gum that's actually good for your oral health, and it comes with the cutest little dispenser. You're absolutely going to love it. It gives you that satisfaction of one-click candy that you probably loved when you were a kid. I know I did. Quip gum can help prevent cavities and freshen breath when chewed for 20 minutes after eating. It's sugar-free, and it has tooth-friendly xylitol with zero calories. And to satisfy your taste buds, Quip added a long-lasting mint flavor, crunchy tri-layer design, and stamped it all up with the classic Quip tongue. Now, obviously, it's not a substitute for brushing and flossing, but it is a great support for your oral health. You can spread good oral health habits and join the over 5 million mouths already using Quip and get chewing for less than $2 per gum pack. And if you go to getquip.com/awesome right now, you can get a free plastic dispenser with any refill plan. That's a free dispenser at getquip.com/awesome. That's spelled getquip.com/awesome. You can also find the Quip electric toothbrush, the refillable floss, and more in the oral care aisle at your local Walmart. Quip is the good habits company. Awesome. I'm so excited to talk to you this week again about one of our newest sponsors that I am absolutely obsessed with, and that is Moink. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door. They are helping family farms become financially independent outside of big agriculture. Now, Moink's animals are raised outdoors. Their fish swim wild in the ocean, and Moink meat is free of antibiotics, hormones, sugar, and all the other junk that you find prepackaged in the meat aisle. You can sign up at moinkbox.com/awesome to get a year of ground beef for free and then pick what meats you want delivered with your first box. You can change what you get each month, and of course, you can cancel anytime. We eat a lot of bacon around here. I know a lot of families do, but I need to tell you, we eat an excessive amount of bacon. When we fixed up the Moink bacon, our kids could not get enough of it. It's hard to describe with words what a huge difference it makes in flavor to eat responsibly raised and packaged meat. You seriously have to try it yourself. I love it, and I know you'll love it too when you try it for yourself. So join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/awesome right now, and you awesomes are going to get free ground beef for a year. That's 1 year of the best ground beef you're ever going to taste, but it's only for a limited time. It's spelled moinkbox.com/awesome. That's moinkbox.com/awesome. Okay, Julie, like I said at the top of the show, we do have gifts that we have brainstormed, that we've thought about, that we have gone and done the research for you guys so that you don't have to do it. We did all the legwork for you to make these recommendations. Could be for all kinds of gift-giving occasions, but we're today, the categories we thought would be kind of fun to work with, we're going to talk about gifts for new moms. We're going to talk about gifts for your own mom or maybe your mother-in-law. We're going to talk about the women in your life who you might call them your spiritual mom. Some people might call them your chosen mom, part of your chosen family. We're going to talk about what you should put on your own wish list for Mother's Day this year, what we would like for ourselves, what you could ask for yourself. And then finally, we thought, hey, let's talk about some of those could be kind of last minute gifts, but they're actually going to be really great for people, maybe an online gift or a subscription. We have got so much to get into. So Julie, let's start with new moms. I know you have some general gifting ideas, kind of parameters you stick with when you're buying gifts for new moms, right?
Yes. So when I'm buying presents for new moms, I try to go with things that, first of all, that are things for the mom, not for the baby. Buy baby presents for the baby. Buy Mother's Day presents for the mom.
Yes.
So I try to buy people things that are going to make their lives easier. They're not going to make a mess. They're not going to take up time, that are going to make them feel good. Just not looking to create more work for the new mom. That's really what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And you can always go pedicure, manicure, massage. Those are all lovely, lovely presents. However, they require somebody watching the baby. And sometimes that is a step too far. Mm-hmm. And I love. I mean, pedicures, manicures, love them. But when I was a new mom, I was given gift certificates that ended up expiring because it just didn't work when they were. So anyway, these are the things that I really love to give people right now, just to new moms in general. The first thing is the takeout menu box or organizer. And you might have seen them, literally either a box or sometimes a notebook or a folder. You can find them on Etsy. The brand Knock Knock makes a cute one. And I like to fill it up with local takeout menus because a lot of times, well, I mean, this is all moms, not just new moms, but new moms especially, just don't have the bandwidth to make themselves a meal. Maybe it's for lunch, maybe it's for dinner, and you don't know what you want. You don't know what you're in the mood for. Then you have, by the time you go and you look up the menu, you're done and you're just going to eat cereal for dinner. Yep. I might be talking about myself, but
no, I relate to that 1000%. Yes.
Yes. What I like to do is collect the pizza place, whatever is nearby that person's home, collect the actual menus. And sometimes I also throw in a gift card to one or two of the restaurants just to kind of up the gift level a little bit.
Yeah.
So here's food that you didn't prepare, that I didn't prepare. Eat it and enjoy.
Love that. That is such a cute idea. So practical. And I think everybody can relate to that moment of just being like, could somebody just make me a freaking sandwich, please?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you find a restaurant that you love, but they're not in your delivery area. Or that's really disappointing. So that's the, you know, make sure they're in the delivery area. You're good to go.
Yeah. Totally. Love it. Love it. Love it. What else do you have for new moms?
Okay. So my other go-to gift is I like to buy a pretty serving piece platter. Here's the thing. Either, well, ideally both, dishwasher safe and not breakable and not too big. because you don't want to give somebody something that then they have to actually create a space to put it.
Yes.
But not just a serving piece, fill it with food. You're sensing a theme here for me, but yes, with snacks, with drinks, whatever it is that that particular new mom likes, treat them, buy them the candy that they like, buy them the Oreos that they like, and it's just for them and they can snack on it when they want. And I mean, I love to just give people, treat yourself, enjoy yes, yourself, a nice serving piece, a bowl or whatever it is that remains after you've eaten the food.
Love it. That is so smart. Of course, if you're a new mom, you know that you are hungry, especially if you're nursing. Love the snack idea. And I love that, yeah, I mean, who doesn't need another pretty serving dish that they can
right,
use, reuse? So smart. Loving both of those ideas. Love the food emphasis here too, Julie. That is speaking to me.
It's a sure, theme in my life.
Okay, I have two ideas that I think are so fun. And like you said, I am totally with you that sending someone a gift certificate or a gift card for a massage, for a beauty treatment that they would enjoy, love it. But it is so hard sometimes, especially sometimes you might be having some anxiety around leaving the baby, or you just practically speaking, don't have anybody in your support system who can watch the baby when you could get an appointment. So those are great gifts. Sometimes just something that you can grab yourself as the new mom and use yes, are so great. So the first one on my list is a foot massage roller. It's like a roller massage. It's made out of wood. It's just called a foot massage roller. I don't have a fancy name to tell you. The company that makes the one I'm going to recommend is called TheraFlow. And what they have done is they have created this wooden foot massager that has rollers. And it uses the ancient ideas of foot reflexology to allow you to kind of do a foot massage yourself. And so I love this because it's so small and compact and lightweight that you as a nursing mom or just a new mom in general, whether you have a brand new baby or you're getting into those on the other end of being a new mom and you have a new toddler, which is a whole new level of exhausting. Yes. Then you can just grab this and use it. You could use it while you're nursing. You could use it while you're watching TV, just whatever. Put your feet on it for a few minutes. I read through a ton of reviews on this and so many people talked about, yes, it relieves foot pain, but also just kind of helps you to feel relaxed all over. And that's one of the big things I remember about being a new mom, especially with my first, but I believe me, I felt it again in my 40s when I had Nico, is you don't realize how much you're using your body all day, picking the baby up, putting the baby down, carrying the baby around, whether you're using a baby carrier or just carrying baby in your arms. It's such physically demanding work. And I love that so many people in the reviews for this talked about how, yes, you're massaging your feet, but also you get a relaxed feeling. I think it's that reflexology mm-hmm, part of this, that where you're feeling head to toe relaxation of muscles and just kind of a treat. You don't have to ask anybody to give you a massage. You can just do it yourself.
That sounds amazing.
I'm loving yes, this. Love it. Okay. The second one, Julie, I'm not a new mom, but I kind of want this for myself. It's a mini fridge that you can put in your bedroom. Have you seen these?
I have, but tell me more about this.
Well, here's how I found it. I was reading one of my skincare subreddits and someone asked the question, why are so many products, you're supposed to keep them in the fridge? That's so inconvenient. I do my skincare stuff in a totally different part of the house. If I put it in the fridge, I'm never going to remember to use it. And people are, oh, girl, you need a mini fridge. And I was, you mean like, I was thinking like a dorm size one right, that we all maybe had when we were in college. No, no, these are teeny. They are heavy on the mini part of mini fridge. So I found one on Amazon that looks fantastic. It is, oh, I forgot to tell you also on the foot massage roller, meant to mention this, it's between $18 and $25 for those. So a great price point there.
Yeah.
This mini fridge that I found on Amazon is from a company called Astro AI, and their mini fridge right now is $49.95 on Amazon. It can cool to 32 degrees. It also can keep things warm. I guess you could use this if you wanted to have something that you could keep on your bedside or whatever that keeps things warm. But I'm thinking fridge thing, it will hold up to 6 cans, soft drink cans, to give you an idea of what size we're talking about.
Okay.
So you could put your snacks in there. If you like to eat a yogurt in the middle of the night when you're up with the baby. If you just want a cold LaCroix or something, you could stick that in there. If you wanted to keep chilled breast milk at your bedside, you could put it in there. But yeah, you can put anything you want in there. I will say that it does, reading through the reviews, it does have a little bit of a humming noise. So if you wanted to, you could put it, if you have a bathroom ensuite, you could put it in the bathroom, stick it in your closet. It's just teeny tiny. But hey, if you wanted to have a little white noise machine for the baby.
There you go.
Then you've got your mini fridge there. It's doing double duty for you. It does come in pink, teal, blue, black, or white. So honestly, this is a gift that you could totally give to a teen in your life, to a new grad, of course, for a new mom, maybe someone in your life that has limited mobility, that can't get up and down and go to the kitchen at night. This would be such a perfect gift. But I love it for a new mom because, again, I know as I'm thinking about, especially those early days when you have a baby who's nursing around the clock, you're just so freaking hungry all the time. Yes. You can keep your little snacks in there. You don't have to just have granola bars. You could keep more protein snacks like string cheese, hard-boiled eggs, whatever. And yeah, you could just tuck it away right there on your bedstand.
That sounds amazing. I mean, the idea of having a cold drink, I mean, I remember when I was nursing, you drink whatever room temperature, yes, 2-day-old cup of water is, yes, just sitting there. That would have been really lovely.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. I'm loving that idea for new moms. But again, this really would be a pretty great gift. And if you're a skincare aficionado and you do want to keep your skincare chilled close by, there you go.
But that's so a whole other level. I'm not sure I'm ready for that, but
I don't do that either. No. I'm just too lazy, but you could, if you wanted to, get a mini fridge for that. Okay. So those are some of our ideas for new moms. Julie, let's talk about for our own mothers, our mothers-in-law. This is a gift category that around the holidays, people are always like, I don't know what to get my mom this year. It's sometimes shopping for your own mom or for your mother-in-law, people that you love and have been buying gifts for years, sometimes you just kind of run out of ideas. So we, yes, wanted to bring you guys some fresh ideas of what to get for the mom or mother-in-law in your life. Julie, what do you have?
Okay. The first thing I have is a personalized recipe cutting board. So I have seen these in a bunch of different places on Etsy, on Common Goods. They're pricey. They're around $100, but basically making a cutting board size with my hand, you send whoever's doing it a special family recipe. And maybe it's something your mother or mother-in-law is known for, or a grandmother's recipe that's been passed down. Some people, I know, actually put them on the wall and use them as art.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's just something really nice to cut your carrots on it while you're looking at a meaningful family recipe. I just think it's something that is really thoughtful, and family recipes carry a lot of love and, yes, and just a lot of thought. And I just really love the idea of having something special like that. And that can also become something that gets passed down. The ones that I've seen are really substantial cutting boards. They're not,
yeah,
the plastic ones that you're going to use for 2 years and then recycle.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I love that idea. And there's a good chance that my mother-in-law will be receiving something similar, if not that, over the next year.
Yes, that is so beautiful. I love that that combines something very sentimental and meaningful, mm-hmm, that could be practical if you wanted to use it, or it could be something that, I love the idea of using it as a display. That is so charming and really original. Such a great find. What else do you have?
Okay. So I promise not everything that I'm bringing today is food related, but this one is also. So there, okay, is a cookbook. Okay. First of all, it is beautiful. I brought it to show you. It's pink and gold. I don't know if you can, I'm holding it up for you, Meg. It is called Mandy's Gourmet Salads. It is beautiful. Coffee table, cook from it, do both. This cookbook, they're two sisters. They're Canadian. They live in Montreal. They started a restaurant and it turned into, lots of people loved it. And they put out this really beautiful cookbook. And what I love about it, first of all, it's not just salads. It's not chop your lettuce, do your thing. It's got all sorts of creative proteins. There are some desserts in there, all sorts of different dressings, things that you can prepare in advance. I am forever trying to find ways to get myself to eat more salad at home. Yeah. I will eat salad out whenever, but sure, I, yeah, actually get super annoyed when I have to chop tons of vegetables for,
that's
myself.
What it is. Yes.
I don't want to do it, but I find for me that if I have like an end goal of a really beautiful salad, and some of these are really, truly beautiful and healthy and delicious salads, I will do it. And I think this is a great gift to receive. And if you wanted to take it up a level, you could put the cookbook with a new salad bowl or salad tongs, or OXO and lots of other companies make salad dressing shakers.
Yeah.
So there are lots of ways to make this either part of a gift, but this is also nice enough and pretty enough to be a standalone gift. So I really love this.
It is so pretty. I am so with you that the biggest resistance I have around salad making is just all the prep work. Mm-hmm. And I know there are plenty of people who do the smart thing and batch do all of it and then kind of container it up. I've literally never done that. I think it's a great idea.
And I find that if I don't use some sort of a recipe for salad inspiration, it ends up the exact same thing, the exact same vegetables.
Yes.
All the time.
Every time.
That's super boring.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. And that is a gorgeous book too. So even again, talking about just display, just to have on the shelf in the kitchen, it's so pretty to look at. So love it. Okay. Well, I have a couple of ideas for your mom or for your mother-in-law. Again, these are the women that we maybe have been buying gifts for years. One of them is I wanted to keep it on the more simple side because my mother every single year, she's like, don't spend a lot of money on me. I don't need anything. And that's the other hard thing I think about moms and mother-in-laws, mothers-in-law, is that they are normally in a time in their life where they can, if they want something, they will usually just buy it themselves. So finding a gift can be a little tricky. But so I wanted to do something, one suggestion that was really simple. So something that I absolutely love, 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 and I can't believe how much pleasure I get out of something that was so cheap, is the side sink tray, the ceramic side sink tray from Grove Collaborative. Have you seen these, Julie, over at Grove?
I haven't seen this exact one, so please tell me about it.
Okay, well, I'm sure you've seen similar. Grove Collaborative, I love Grove. I've shopped there for years. They are sometimes sponsor of Sort of Awesome. But this particular ceramic side sink tray, I got one to go at my kitchen sink because we have sponges and dish brushes and all of that stuff. And it's just like a little tray. It's $13 at Grove, but you could totally put this in your bathroom to keep lotions on it. You could set your ring on it while you're washing your hands, just like all of those types of things. You could store soaps on it. It is so pretty. It's so minimalist. It's so useful. So I was thinking you could grab one of those side sink trays from Grove, and then you could put more higher end cleaning supplies. I mean, that's not really words that you use together, but you know, the nicer stuff that maybe your mom or your mother-in-law wouldn't normally splurge on for herself, put some hand soap on there, some hand lotion, just whatever you think she would like. Mrs. Myers comes out with their new spring collection every year, so you could do a spring set for her. But you could keep this gift under $25 with the tray, and it would be something that would be practical, but also kind of like your idea with the serving tray with snacks. You get a gift for the moment and then something they can keep using.
Right. That sounds great. I actually need something because I have all these random small things all over. So that might be a Mother's Day present I buy myself.
There you go. There you go. Okay, you guys, this next recommendation is very unconventional, but I am completely obsessed with this idea. What it is, I'm just going to tell you, and you're going to be like, question mark? This is a gift? But when I explain it to you, I think you'll see why this could be such a great gift, again, for a lot of different people, but for a woman who is in a time in her life when she could buy most anything, this is super, super practical, okay? So this is not the sentimental, beautiful recipe cutting board that Julie brought you guys. This is on the other end of the spectrum.
We've got something for everyone.
We have something for everyone on this list for sure. This is a cableless car battery jumper. So if you have ever been out and about, you go out to start your car and the battery is dead, you know that very specific feeling of, oh no, now what? I have for years carried jumping cables with me. Julie, I have no idea how to use them. So I have to call my husband to come help me figure out to do it. It's such a pain because you've got to find somebody else that you can get a jump from, right? And then you've got to position the vehicles, all of this stuff. Okay, this is completely, you don't have to do any of that. It's a power pack, a battery power pack that you don't have to get a jump from anybody. You hook it up to your car battery and it's going to jump your car. And I'm going to tell you a couple of things about this. Kyle just got one of these for each of our vehicles. I'm so obsessed. It can start your dead battery in your car within seconds. It can start cars, SUVs, trucks, vans. So whether you drive a little compact or a big old beast of an SUV, this little tiny power pack, it is so tiny, I cannot explain it to you, can jump your car for you. It is water resistant, so you can safely use it in any kind of weather. Also, in the power pack are USB ports. So you can also charge your phone, your tablet, your Kindle. If you're traveling, you can take this with you as your portable power pack. If you lose electricity in your house, which we have some very recent experience with, and you're like, oh no, I meant to charge my phone, but now I'm at 25% and now the power's out, you can plug this in and charge up your phone. The thing I love the most about it, because I am terrified of the idea of jumping a car battery. I'm like, I will kill myself. Why would anyone trust me to do this? So it has a special indicator that notifies you if you're not using it correctly. It makes a buzzing sound. It starts flashing. It has an LCD screen to tell you kind of everything that's hooked up correctly. So when you get this battery jumper thing, power pack for your car, it comes with all the cables that you need. It comes with a wall charger. It comes with a car charger, USB cables, a cigarette lighter adapter. So if you need to run something that would run off of a cigarette lighter, comes with the adapter, comes with a waterproof bag. It comes with a flashlight, an SOS signal, a strobe, emergency light, a built-in compass.
This sounds amazing.
What? I know. It's crazy. Now, I will say right now it is $90 on Amazon. They do run sales on it. Kyle actually noticed that it was on sale. That's why he got two of them. So keep an eye on it. You could even go in with a sibling if you're both like, wait, let's get this for mom this year for Mother's Day. The fact that it has all of these safety features built into it, it's so freaking convenient and would be such a relief. Not only would this be a great Mother's Day gift, I also think it'd be a great new grad gift.
I was just thinking that. Absolutely.
As they're heading out into the big, wide, real world, they can keep this in their car. I'm going to show you. This is how big it is.
Oh, it's tiny.
I have purses bigger than this, right? So this is all in the case. So you can just slip this under the seat or in the storage area of your car. The company is called Tac Life. I'll put a link in the show notes. Of course, all of these links, you guys will be in the show notes. But this came into my life at just the right time. And I was, this is the perfect gift for a woman who is kind of harder to shop for, but she appreciates the practicality. Anyway, I'm obsessed with it.
Great
for sure.
Idea.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about new moms. We've talked about our own moms, our mothers-in-law. When we come back, we want to talk about the women in our lives who are kind of that mother figure. They're a spiritual mom to us. They're our chosen moms. We want to get them something special for Mother's Day. We're going to talk about them. We want to talk about what to put on the wish list for yourself, what you might buy yourself for Mother's Day this year. And also, like I said, some subscriptions and online things. So we're going to get to all of that when we come right back. Okay, awesomes. I was just using one of the most helpful apps on my phone, and that is the app from Grove to finish up and check out on my most recent Grove order. Now, we all know that running to the store has been so stressful lately. Shopping for home essentials should be easy and convenient, and that is where Grove Collaborative comes in. Grove, of course, is the online marketplace for sustainable home essentials that are delivered to your doorstep. You can browse the site for thousands of home, beauty, and personal care products, all guaranteed to be good for you, your family, your home, and the planet. I am constantly discovering new products from Grove Collaborative and their other brands, everything from our feminine hygiene to hand soap, dish scrubbers, candles, lip balm. The number of things that we have in our home that came from Grove is truly awesome. You can join over 2 million households who trust Grove Collaborative to make their homes happier and healthier. Plus, shipping is fast and free on your first order. So make your home healthier this new year. For a limited time, when you awesomes go to grove.co/awesome, you will get a free Mrs. Meyers gift set plus free shipping on that first order. And that's a $30 value. But you have to use our special code. Go to grove.co/awesome to get this exclusive offer. That's grove.co/awesome. All right, friends, let's be honest with each other. We all probably have something that we should see a doctor about, but you know we've been putting it off. Our health, it's too important to ignore. And if making a doctor's appointment feels like a chore to you, PlushCare is here for you. They make it super easy to schedule an appointment and see a doctor, so that I can prioritize my health hassle-free, and they can do the same for you. PlushCare provides virtual doctor appointments through your smartphone or through your computer. I love that I can just pick a time that works for me in the midst of my crazy busy schedule. I can book my appointment right online. I don't have to make any phone calls. I don't have to sit on hold forever. I don't even have to leave the house and go sit in a crowded waiting room. With PlushCare, I can be diagnosed, treated, and even have a prescription sent to my pharmacy of choice if needed, within minutes. Now, PlushCare does accept most major insurance carriers, and it's available in all 50 states. And the doctors truly care. They're here to help by discussing treatment options and providing prescriptions as needed, and they're available anytime I have questions. And if you're having a difficult time managing your emotions, and who isn't these days, PlushCare doctors are available to help. Schedule an appointment today to discuss your treatment options. I really cannot express to you what a relief it is to be able to see a doctor in the comfort of my own home. I really want you guys to check out PlushCare because PlushCare makes it easier than ever to take care of yourself inside and out. So start your membership today. Go to plushcare.com/awesome to start your free 30-day trial. That's plushcare.com/awesome for a free 30-day trial. plushcare.com/awesome. Okay, Julie, I really like this category next because I think that we can acknowledge that sometimes our relationships with our moms are maybe not awesome, and maybe through life, we have found a different woman who has kind of stepped into our lives and filled that role in an emotional way, a spiritual way. The concept of having a chosen family is something that is really becoming such a more mainstream understanding of family. So we thought, hey, let's acknowledge the women that are in our lives that are chosen moms, our spiritual moms. So you had some great ideas for this. Let's hear what you have for that.
Okay. So the first thing I thought of is a lot of times these women may not be local to where we're living from a different part of your life. So one of the best things that has come out of COVID is how many online experiences are now available.
Yes.
And I only recently found out about this, and some people might already know, but Airbnb has started this entire huge category of all sorts of different online experiences. You can do cooking classes. You can do a sangria making class. You could do a travel show. They have family programs where you could actually hire one of these people to do something special for your group, or magic. There are so many different things. And I love the idea of you and a special person in your life participating in an experience together when you're in different places.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's so perfect for the world we live in right now, for sure.
Yes. And this could be good for anyone.
Yeah.
I was saying earlier, I think that this is what we're doing for my mother this year because I can't see her because we are in two different countries and the border is closed. Mm-hmm. And this is a way where my sister and my sister-in-law and I are going to pay for my mom's, and we're going to let her pick whichever one she wants. Oh. And then we'll all do that together sometime around Mother's Day. But this is something you can go to. There's drag queens, whatever you feel like doing. Yeah. There is an online experience. Definitely check out the Airbnb ones, but lots of famous bakeries or restaurants or all sorts of different places are now offering these because of COVID. And now's the time to take advantage of that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I absolutely love that. It's really kind of taking what has been a miserable circumstance for so many people and finding the good in it. All of these places now have figured out how to bring an experience online. And I super, super love that. So great.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What else you got?
Okay. So the other thing that I really wanted to suggest is either I like to think of it as a kind of a location basket. So finding a place, I mean, maybe it's where the two of you became close, or maybe you've traveled together, and putting together a couple of things based on your budget and what you feel like doing that remind this wonderful person in your life of that trip, of that experience. So if the Michiganders listening right now will appreciate this, if I was doing one for some of my friends here, I might do some cans of Fago Pop or some Better Made potato chips or Saunders hot fudge. And if you're not from Michigan, you should try all these things. They're amazing. You could also do non-food things. You could do Powabic pottery. Again, this is a Detroit thing, which is beautiful, but very specific to that location. And you could pick any city or any town all over the world and find a few things that you could put it together yourself and mail it as a basket. Some companies, I believe, will actually do this as well. Yeah. But again, for me, gift giving is about the thought and recognizing this was a time and a place where you were important to me. And I want to recognize that perhaps through food, but through other things as well. So
yes,
I love the idea of something like that.
Love it. Love, love, love that. I love the, again, it's a great combination of sentimental, but also some practical things and just getting to experience the things. So I love that. And I want to take that same idea, that same thread of the thought behind it for my first suggestion for this, because for women who have stepped into this mothering role in our lives, I think that probably they've brought a lot to our lives. One of the biggest things maybe they brought us is comfort. And so I kind of took that idea and thought about how can you make that tangible? So I found this darling massager. It's called a Lanshin massager, Lanshin massager. You know, I talked about the Gua Sha tool recently on the show as it being my awesome of the week. This is a similar concept, but instead of just being for your face and neck, you could use it all over. So it's this little massager. It honestly looks a little bit, how can I say this? It looks like a little cartoonish kind of squid with little short, stubby little squid arms, but it's all firm. Okay. I'm not explaining this very well. It's all porcelain. It's got parts that are covered in silicone. And so what you do is you pour in warm water. You wouldn't want it to get to, up to boiling, but definitely like hot water. You pour it in. It heats up the ceramic in this little tool, and then you can rub it all over for a massage. So taking the idea of this is a person who's brought comfort into my life. And like you said, maybe we can't be together in person that much, but I wanted to give you something that will bring you comfort whenever you need it, just to say, thank you for coming into my life and making me feel warm, making me feel taken care of, making me feel comforted. This thing is so, so cute and also practical because this person who means so much to you can just, whenever they want to, have this warm massage that's going to help them with any tension that they're carrying, help them deal with any tight muscles, those types of things. And I just thought it was really cute.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Price point's about $45. So it would be something that would be a meaningful gift, I think, for this person in your life. Okay. On the other end of the spectrum, for somebody that you do get to see more often, I thought this could be really fun. It's just a great gift in general, but it's one of those mobile photo printers. So this one's from Canon. It's the Canon Ivy. I will say the price point on this a little bit more. It's $99. So again, could be a group gift, could be just kind of a special splurge gift. But basically what it does, Julie, is you can print pictures right from your phone. You can print them from social media. They print onto little 2-inch by 3-inch photos. You have to get a special photo paper, but the paper has a peel and stick backing on it. So you could either keep it as a picture to put in an album, or you could make stickers out of it. It's super portable. It's actually smaller than your iPhone.
Oh.
And it prints like real pictures. They're not going to be all smudgy and smeary. You do put an app from Canon on your phone. In the app, you could go in and do fun things like put stickers on it or emojis or whatever before you print it. But it prints out your picture in under 30 seconds. And basically, I just thought this would be so fun to give to somebody that you are spending time with, hanging out with. You guys can snap pictures of yourselves, have them actually printed out. They're not just living on your phone. Right. The person could turn it into an album, could do whatever fun things with these little pictures. But I thought, oh my gosh, that'd be such a fun way to record some of the times that you get to spend together, especially hopefully as the world is opening back up.
Yes, thank God.
Hopefully in the very near future, get to spend more time in person together. I thought this would be so fun. Again, would be a great gift for lots of people.
Yes. My friends with high school students, they would love something like that.
Yes. So it kind of takes the idea. It's a little bit more grown-up version, you know, those Instax cameras that are the instant sort of Polaroid inspired. This takes it up a little bit more because they do look like real little pictures as they print out, and just really great quality. And again, so that your photos are not just living on your phone all the time, you have actual pictures to have fun with.
Great idea.
So yeah. Okay, let's move on and talk about what are some good gifts for your own self. Sometimes people might give us money or gift cards or whatever. Sometimes, I mean, Julie and Kyle and I's relationship, a lot of the times we'll just be like, hey, I got this for myself for Mother's Day. We'll just tell them, this was my Mother's Day. I picked it out. You're off the hook. So what are some good ideas that we could put on our own wish list this year?
Okay. This is one of my all-time favorites. It is the Beauty Counter Charcoal Face Mask. It's amazing. First of all, it's about $60. So it's a little bit of a splurge. It lasts forever. You really only need a small amount, and it's a face mask. You put it on, you leave it on for 10 minutes, it dries, you scare your children, it's wonderful. You wash it off. But when I tell you, when I do this mask at night, there is a marked difference in my skin the next morning. And when I feel a breakout coming on, if I'm getting a period or whatever, I will use it as like a little spot treatment. And you can tell the difference. You can absolutely so see the difference. And it's really, it smells nice. It feels nice. Look, I'm not taking a ton of time for myself these days, but I can find 10 minutes. And actually, what's funny is weirdly, nobody wants me to help them when I have a face mask on. So that might actually be the best reason of all. Hide in the bathroom.
Get your.
I'm on TikTok and I emerge with glowing skin. It's amazing.
I was just going to say that. So you give yourself the gift.
Yeah, this is a really good one. And this is one that I really recommend because I've been using it for so many years that this is one, this is tried and true. This has actually become also one of, if I have a girlfriend who's hitting a milestone birthday, this is often what I will do for them.
Yes. Okay. So smart. I am loving that. So
this is another product.
What else?
So I really love the Kapari body scrub. Okay. So we all have our own little sensory things. I hate oily bath and body products. I don't like it. It makes me feel like I have to shower again afterward. I just don't like, if I get out of the shower, I don't want to feel greasy or oily. And a lot of body scrubs are really oily. You stick your hand in. I don't enjoy it. It doesn't make me happy. The Kapari one is not oily. It's not greasy. It definitely leaves, it's a great scrub. Again, it smells really nice. And it, when you get out, your skin feels really nice, really smooth, so soft. And it's also, it's easy to find. You can get it at Sephora. You can buy it online. It's easy to get your hands on. And I also find a lot of the times, especially now, my showers are not about beauty treatments. They are get in, get out. I got things to do. This is something, it takes 30 seconds. It smells nice. You feel good and you're on with your day. So this is something I really love and I think would make a great gift for yourself or for anyone else.
I so agree with you. Kapari was a past sponsor, sort of awesome. So I would get little treats from them sometimes. And I actually still use their deodorant. Like everyone in our family uses their deodorant. Yes. Love it. That is a mainstay, but I have used that body scrub and it is delightful. I totally agree with you on that. So great.
This is one that's worth hiding from your daughters or your sons, anybody, your husband, whoever.
Uh-huh.
But don't, you know, you don't have to share it.
Hide it away. Yes. Do not have to share that one for sure. Okay. I have three that I'm going to give kind of rapid fire. And I know the first one is one that you and I both agree on.
Yes.
And that is a nice set of pajamas. I am such an evangelist for the power of a great pajama set. I used to be just t-shirts and something random, maybe some old navy pajama bottoms from college would be like my go-to. Once I converted over to wearing actual pajamas at night, oh my gosh, Julie, it's a game changer for just your experience of yourself in the evening. It's such a beautiful kind of ritual with yourself to mark the end of the day. Get into some nice pajamas. And listen, you can spend a lot of money on pajama sets for sure. But also I'm here to tell you that Stars Above line at Target, I have gotten several pajama sets from there. They are amazing. The quality holds up. I will wash and wear those. The quality holds up over time. They are almost all of the ones I've tried are just so soft, so cozy, so comfy, whether you're picking out some for winter or for summer. Get yourself some nice pajamas if you don't have any. It's a great Mother's Day gift to yourself. And it's
absolutely
like a treat.
Could not agree more.
Of every day.
Yes.
We are both on the pajama train for ourselves. Okay. The next one is going to be a little bit higher price point, but it is more of, this is a gift that I think you will enjoy for years to come. So have you heard of the clothing company that they're all about sustainable clothing?
I have not.
It's called Kinsay. Okay, this company came across my social media feed. I am such a sucker for a social media ad. You put an ad in my Instagram, I'm probably going to go check out your company. But so Kinsay is a company that they mostly do clothing. So they do cashmere and silk and linen at really all about sustainability. They're all about pricing transparency. And so they do it. They're one of those companies that's kind of, we cut out the middleman. So we source everything. We do the production, we send it straight to you. So it's an online clothing store. But what I want to tell you about is they have beautiful, beautiful gold jewelry, 14 karat gold jewelry at really remarkable prices. So a couple of things I was going to recommend, and we're not affiliated with them at all. This is just me being enthusiastic about this company. So they have a bold 14 karat gold hoop that is at $99. It's just that classic, just a pair that you can wear all the time. I read through tons of reviews for this. And a lot of women said, I leave these in all the time. I leave them in my shower. I sleep in them. They feel so secure in my ears. Wow. They really hold up to the wear of everyday life. They're 14 karat gold. And they're just like beautiful minimalist earrings. So you could do that. They also have gold necklaces. The one that I really want, really, really want is sold out right now. It's their Eternity necklace. It's on this delicate chain, just this beautiful, simple, minimalist circle. That one's only $49.90, but again, it's sold out right now. Maybe they'll get it back in stock soon. They also have really beautiful, delicate rings. So you could do a couple of stacker rings. They have a 14 karat gold ring that's just a dainty little circle. It's $89.90. So again, this is a little bit higher price point, but if somebody is here, you go shop for yourself. This would be a great thing that you can buy. They're all so classically styled. You're going to have this in your jewelry collection for years.
I have to check that out.
Yes, I will definitely put a link in the show notes for all of that stuff. And then the last one, this is kind of a bonus because I have talked about these on the show before, but it was years ago. So if you're a new awesome, you maybe have not heard me rave about this. Julie, you might remember me talking about the sampler pack of pens from Jet Pens. Do you remember me talking about
this? Oh, I bought it after you talked about it.
Okay, yes.
I second everything you're about to say and you haven't even said it yet.
These are so fun. If you are a stationery and pen nerd like Julie and I are, Julie is always talking to me about her new planner and we're talking about pens all the time. These are so fun. So Jet Pens is a pen and stationery company. They do these sampler boxes that are so amazing, you guys. Mm-hmm. You can do them any kind of pen thing that you can imagine. So they have samplers for ballpoint pens, for brush pens, if you want to do like the fancy lettering. They have fountain pens. They have gel pens, markers, highlighters. I love their mixed pen sampler, but you can order them by color. So you could do like, you know what? I want to try out some purple pens. And so you get for $32, they pick a variety box for you of all these different purple pens. They have pink. They have a sampler box for left-handed pens. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love this company so much. And I haven't talked back in years. But I would say at the high end, one of their higher end sampler boxes, $35, but some of them are $18. Mm-hmm. You get such great pens that you're not going to find on the shelf at Walmart or Target. These are from specialty lines of pens and they're so fun. I'm getting myself another box this year. I just talked myself into it right now.
Absolutely. And after you suggested this and I bought some for myself, I ended up doing it as teacher gifts.
So smart. Yes.
End of year, especially if you notice that a teacher always uses green. I got one example. It was so much fun.
Yes, that's so smart. Teacher gifts. That's another thing I didn't even think of. But yes, this would be a perfect one for that. So, okay. Last category, we thought, let's do some because sometimes, you know what? Mother's Day sneaks up on you and you're like, oh, shoot, I need to do this. Or again, could be shopping for yourself. But there's all kinds of subscription boxes and online gifts that are really fun. So, Julie, what were some of the ideas you had on that?
Okay. So I wanted to think beyond a tea and a coffee, that kind of a subscription, because we've done that. And also that kind of thing can be really subjective.
Yes.
The first thing I thought of is actually also falls into the category of gifts for the person who says they really don't want anything or you don't know what to get them at all.
Yes.
And this is making a donation on someone's behalf.
Yes.
And there are tons of us, like we don't want more stuff in our house. And if you know that there's something that matters to the person you want to give a present to, it could be supporting individuals who don't have access to basic hygiene. It could be a food insecurity fund. It could be supporting victims of domestic violence or animal, anything. Mm-hmm. You make a donation and then wherever you're making the donation, we'll send a tribute to this person on your behalf. So they get a card or an email, gift has been made in honor of you, and you can write a little note. This is one of my favorite things to do for everyone all the time, because sometimes you want to recognize the day, you want to recognize the person, but you don't want to give them a thing. This means an enormous amount to a lot of people. So this is something that I think this is just worth knowing about if you don't already.
Yes, that is so smart. And again, some people genuinely do not want to have another thing.
Right.
And so I love this idea. We do this often at the holidays for people mm-hmm. that this can be hard to shop for, don't want anything. So yes, totally 100% agree with this suggestion. What else?
So my second idea is taking it sort of beyond a traditional book of the month club. There are tons and tons of local bookstores who who are offering curated book packages.
Yes.
And you can call and you can say, my girlfriend is super into mysteries, and they will put together sort of a surprise box. You don't even have to go to the bookstore. They will wrap it. They will mail it. There are places, some bookstores, there's one in St. Louis that I actually may have first heard about it on Sort of Awesome, that it's a year. You buy the person a subscription and they fill out a whole form of their personal interests of books that they've liked, and they will send read-alikes. There are so many different places. And again, this is an opportunity to not shop at Amazon if you'd like to support a local business and get really creative. So I would say check out a local bookstore, call them and say, what do you recommend? Or we can find a couple of links and put them in the show notes. But again, this is just taking it a step beyond the everyday, here's a coffee subscription or whatever. If this is just, I'm thinking about you and recognizing this is something that you love and want to get you something that could be different.
Yes. Love it. That is such a great idea. And I totally agree with you. There's so many more bookstores. It's kind of like, and I hope that this continues to be the case, that the independent bookstore, it's kind of like a resurgence for them right now as people are kind of maybe limiting their Amazon purchases. There's so many independent bookstores doing so many great things. So love it. Love, love, love. Okay. I have a couple of ideas too that I will talk about quickly. One, I have talked about on the show before. This was an awesome of the week for me years ago. I still use this service and I love it. It's called Rocksbox. It allows you to try out pieces of jewelry for like a month, and then you can send it back and then they send you a new round. This is such a fun subscription. I've done this for years because I love earrings, especially if I bought and kept all of the earrings that I think are cute and fun. I would have run out of space a long time ago. But this way you get to try them out. You can try out brands that you might never get to try. That I love, they carry Kate Spade jewelry in Rocksbox, and I love picking those out. They have all kinds of great, fun brands. So Rocksbox does allow you to do a gift package. So you could give someone a 3-month membership at Rocksbox for $49. So that would be a $63 value. You could do 3, 6, or 12 months with Rocksbox. And again, just like a little something fun. The thing I love about subscription boxes in general is it's so fun on the day when it gets there. It's like, yes, a little treat for you in the mail. When you're a grown up, you just don't get to get treats that often.
That's right.
So speaking of that, the other one that I found that when I was personally looking for something, you know, I've talked about doing beauty subscription boxes in the past, but also as I recently mentioned on the show, I'm trying to get back to really focusing on cruelty-free makeup and skin products. Mm-hmm. So I found a subscription box that only does cruelty-free.
Oh, wow.
It's called Kinder Beauty Box. And so for around $25, you get $85 worth of beauty products. Could be skincare, could be hair care, could be makeup. But they're all 100% vegan, if that's important to you. They're cruelty-free. They're clean. So you're not getting parabens, sulfates, all of the stuff that conventional beauty has, which again, mm-hmm, no judgment. I've used conventional beauty my whole life. It's only recently that I've been really looking at more cruelty-free brands. And so also, if you're new to buying vegan or cruelty-free or clean beauty products, it can be a little overwhelming in these beauty boxes, and you get exposure to some of the brands that are doing this stuff. So anyway, like I said, it's about $25 if you're signing up for yourself. They also do offer gift cards. So you could give somebody a 3-month gift to Kinder Beauty, and that's going to be $72. And again, the prices go up as you get longer subscriptions for somebody. So again, just like a fun, it could be a last minute thing, but it's going to be a gift that shows up for them for a couple of months and just like a little treat that keeps going. So
I love that. I love that so much.
All right. So this was a lot. It's so much fun.
I had so much fun
researching for this show. Actually kind of boosted my own gift possibility. I knew you keep a running list. I'm like, I'm turning into Julie a little bit over here with all these gift ideas I'm finding. So yes, Julie, if love people it. Want to talk gifts or just hang out, talk with you and just want to find you on social media for further conversation, where can we find you best?
So most often on Facebook in the
hangout group.
Yeah. Thank you. Why am I having a brain fart right now? Absolutely in the hangout group. Also on Instagram.
Okay. Awesome. We will put Julie's Instagram in the show notes for you guys. And yes, she's a very active member of our Hangout and our Superstars group. So If you want to find me on social media, you can find me at Sorta Awesome Meg. And like I said, this show, Sorta Awesome, is at Sorta Awesome Show in all of the places. Julie, thank you so much for taking time from your spring break to come and talk all good things for Mother's Day gifts and more. Love having
you. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So fun. Awesome. Thanks for listening. And we'll see y'all next time.